This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. In Chhattisgarh, three security personnel lost their lives and one personnel was injured in an IED blast near the Kanked Narayanpur district border today. The incident occurred while personnel of the District Reserve Guard were on an operation to defuse an improvised explosive device. According to police, a DRG team had been employed for demining, area domination and search operations under the Chote Bethia police station limits. During the operation, the IED exploded while it was being defused. Inspector Sukhram Vatti and Constables Krishna Komra and Sanjay Gharpale sustained critical injuries. They later succumbed to injuries. Another injured constable, Parmanand Komra, is undergoing treatment. Inspector General of Police Bastar Range Sundar Raj P said that based on inputs from surrendered Maoists and other sources, a large number of IEDs have been recovered and neutralized in the Bastar Division in recent months. In West Bengal, re-polling is underway at 15 booths in South 24 Parganas district. These include 11 booths in Magrahat Paschim and 4 in Diamond Harbour constituencies. Over 72% voting has been recorded till 3 p.m. Polling has remained largely peaceful across the two assembly segments. The re-polling was ordered by the Election Commission on the basis of reports received from the concerned returning officers and the observers. Voting on these polling stations was held on the 29th of last month in the second phase of assembly elections. Counting of votes for the assembly elections held in West Bengal, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Assam and the Union Territory of Puducherry will be held on Monday. Voting for all 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Kerala and 30 seats in Puducherry was held on the 9th of April. Polling for all 234 assembly constituencies in Tamil Nadu and for first phase in West Bengal, covering 152 seats, was held on the 23rd of April. Voting for the second phase in West Bengal took place on the 29th of last month for 142 constituencies. The Supreme Court of India has declined to interfere with the Election Commission's decision to appoint only central government employees as counting supervisors in West Bengal elections. A bench comprising Justice P.S. Narasimha and Justice Joy Malia Bagchi directed that the Commission's guidelines must be strictly followed. The ruling comes as a setback for the Trinamool Congress, which had challenged the move. During the hearing, Justice Bagchi observed that the choice of officials rests with the Election Commission. He noted that every counting table already has agents, supervisors and observers and questioned concerns over the presence of central government employees. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has reconstituted 4 parliamentary committees for the year 2026-27. Lok Sabha BJP MP Dr. Sanjay Jaiswal has been appointed as the chairperson of the Committee of Estimates. The Committee on Public Undertakings will be headed by BJP MP Bayjayant Panda. Mr. Birla has appointed the Congress MP from Lok Sabha KC Venugopal as the chairperson of the Public Accounts Committee, while the Committee on the Welfare of Scheduled Castes and Scheduled Tribes will be headed by Lok Sabha BJP MP Phagan Singh Kulaste. The vibrant Gujarat Regional Summit concluded at Surat in Gujarat today with the signing of a record 2,792 Memorandums of Understanding worth over 3,53,000 crore rupees. Addressing the valedictory session, Union Minister J.P. Nadda said, India must turn global supply chain disruptions into opportunities and emerge as a self-reliant manufacturing hub. He stressed that building resilience and boosting manufacturing capacity are among the country's top priorities, adding that such regional summits play a key role in achieving the vision of a Viksit Bharat. Speaking on the occasion, Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi said, the agreements signed during the summit are expected to generate direct employment for over 2.82 lakh youth in the next 3 years. Secretary of the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting Chanchal Kumar held a review meeting today in Patna with various media units of Bihar and Jharkhand. Officials from the Press Information Bureau, Central Bureau of Communication, Akashvani and Doordarshan were present at the meeting. During the meeting, Mr. Kumar instructed all media units to work with better coordination. And that is the end of this news bulletin.